And your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day.
The Lord has made.
And we will.
Rejoice.
And be glad.
In the work of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Oh, this was a great week of teaching. And it comes so fast. It's Friday. And we have so much to say in this. We have so much to say about this teaching. My passport. My heavenly passport. The resurrection is my heavenly passport, because without the resurrection of the dead, then you can forget. You're not going to rise again. And Jesus rise. He rose from the dead, and that give us the right, because now the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, we have access to that spirit to raise up out of our sleep and bring us into that marvelous light through Jesus Christ. So we can boldly confess that the resurrection power is my passport to heaven. That's give me the right into the kingdom of God. That let me say, lift up your head, O ye gates, and let the King of glory come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts, the Lord strong and mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. That spirit that Jesus carries to tear down the wall of partition, to go to where the dead was held in captivity and release them from the grave. That same spirit is with us through the resurrection power.
And that's something to be excited about.
Yeah.
And that's something for us to utilize. You know, sometimes we're sitting there and, you know, we're not utilizing that which we know.
Yeah.
So we have to be used to be like sitting in your car with a full tank of gas and not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's there.
It's there.
It's not the gas's fault. The car's not moving. It's the driver.
Yeah.
So we got to initiate the power, utilizing the power of God, accessing the power that has been given onto us. You know, sometimes we're saying, oh, I can't go nowhere. I can't do anything. It's like sitting in your car and not cranking it. We got to crank it and get moving. All things are ready. You know, the devil will constantly plague our mind. He'll tell us, oh, it's too soon. Oh, it's too late. But guess what? It is right on time, because we operate in now faith.
Yes.
Now faith. Now, because each and every day we have an opportunity to act. Tomorrow always becomes today. So
yes.
All we have control over is today. So we're going to make today count. We can't say, oh, tomorrow, because tomorrow never comes. It
yes.
always becomes
today.
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11 reminds us of the power of the Word of God. For the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So this is talking about the Living Word. Recently, the Celebration Tabernacle Church was mandated to change the name to Living Word Church, not because of something bad, but because God is ready to do something new. The new wine is being poured out and it's looking for new wine skin. Can't put new wine, the Bible tells us, in the old wine skin because it's not able to contain it. So what God is doing in this time, in this season, he is looking for new wine skin. The wine is pouring and it's looking for a place with the capacity to be able to receive it. And here in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, it tells us the power, the authority, the precision of the word of God. It's able to get into this place. It says the piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit. And a lot of times we're confused because we're letting soulish things pretend to be spiritual things. And we're taking spiritual things and we're turning them into soulish things. Like we're taking this spiritual thing of the Holy Spirit and we're thinking that it's a goosebump or a shake.
Yeah.
But it's not. The Holy Spirit, it is the power unto Christ. It's the ability to be able to understand things that other people can't understand. It's the ability to be able to move forward in confidence when the circumstances are against you. The Holy Spirit is our peace. It is our comfort.
Right.
It has a job. The Holy Spirit has a function in the believer's life. So it's not just, you know, sometimes we distort it. We make it look like the soul, like it's a jump. The Holy Spirit is a jump or the Holy Spirit is a falling out.
Come
like
on.
Those are emotions of the soul. And they're not together. They're two separate things. The soul is our mind, our feelings, our opinions, how we reason. But then the spirit, that's the communication place that we have with God. That's his power, his original design for our life, his purpose. That's the spirit. That's his divine guidance.
Yes. And so it's getting into the living word of God, is getting into it and let it becomes a part of your life. Mm-hmm. And in in John chapter 1, it says, and the word becomes flesh. And then that word becomes a part of you now, that you start to live it out. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work. What is this? The word is a lamp. That's the light. Have you ever stopped to think when we heard that scripture, let your light shine before men. And we think about what is he talking about? The light is the word. Because in Psalms 119, David says, the word is a lamp and a light unto my path. So the word is the light that we are to make shine. How do we make that shine? By living it out. So that people now can see that the word of God is what it says, because it is active in your life. It is active in my life. So we encourage you. We encourage you and who listen to us Monday through Friday as we teach the word of God to allow this word to become you. Allow this teaching to become a part of your life. We encourage you to take this word, take the understanding of it, and live it daily in your life.
When we have the understanding of it, then we're able to test the spirits. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, it tells us, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. So when we're looking in the Bible, sometimes spirits, like in this case, this verse, it's lowercase. But then we have spirits that's capitalized when it's talking about the Holy Spirit of God. But there are other spirits at work, principalities, evil works that are going around, false teaching. And so we have to make sure that we're not accepting the counterfeit as the genuine. He tells us here, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits. Well, how do we test the spirits? We have to know what the genuine spirit of God is to be able to compare and contrast against that. because only when we know the genuine can the counterfeit be revealed.
That's
when
right.
I worked at the bank for a long, long time, and this was before the modern technology that we have now, and I touched a lot of money with my hands, counted a lot of money, all by hand. So when you're going through and you're counting the money by hand, all of a sudden you feel something different. You look at it, give it your attention. You realize it's a counterfeit bill. It doesn't feel, it may look like from the distance or whoever accepted it, because when it would come into the bank, it always came in through deposits. So who was handling the deposits? The cashiers who have less experience with the money than the bank tellers, right? So the cashier accepted it at a store, and that person exchanged the value of an item for that counterfeit bill.
Yeah.
But now when that comes into the bank, and because we have the experience with the genuine, we pull out the counterfeit bill. Well, who takes the loss? Not the bank, because all we do is we marked it on the deposit slip minus 20, yeah. whatever the counterfeit bill was. Yeah. It was the business that took the loss. The one who accepts the counterfeit as the genuine is the one who takes the loss. The one who identifies the counterfeit does not take a loss. You identify it and then you reject it. So the only way to do that is to have understanding of the genuine. So when we have understanding of the Word of God, when we have understanding of His attributes, when we have understanding that we have a helper, we're not in this by ourselves, we have the Holy Spirit who will reveal to us. You know, people say, says, oh, God just lit that scripture up for me. And it means like the Holy Spirit just showed you this, the whole Bible, 66 books, chapter upon chapter, verse upon verse. But then one scripture just stands out and you just keep going back to it. That's the Holy Spirit guiding you. That's showing you that particular verse for that particular situation in your life or something to come. Or explanation of something that already transpired in your life. So the Holy Spirit teaches us through the Word of God. Yeah. So we have to know the Word. We have to be in a Bible-teaching church, not just a social gathering, but a Bible-teaching church. You know, so Make Your Day Count, it's complimentary. It's a complimentary program, should be supporting you alongside of your home church.
Come on, teach
that
us.
You go to.
Yeah.
This is not your church.
Yeah.
Make Your Day Count is not your church. You should be plugged in to a local church. We invite you to Live and Word Church, but we're not looking for somebody else's church member. If you already belong to a local church, you should serve in your local church.
Church, yes.
You should be under the authority of your pastor at your local church. Yeah, it's okay to listen to Make Your Day Count. It's a compliment what you're already learning for day-to-day devotion and stuff, but this shouldn't be your church.
Yes, because this is just complimentary, because it takes a lot more for you to develop and grow. Mm-hmm. And that's why God give you pastors after His own heart to teach you His Word.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can develop.
Mm-hmm. Make Your Day Count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.